Hi, Rob here, host of a Win-Win Marketing Podcast. And joining me today is Lisa Maynard. Lisa, why don't you introduce yourself to our listeners?
Hello, everyone. I'm Lisa, VP of Marketing here at Awin and the host of our brand new series, The Performance Marketer's Toolkit.
Fantastic. So how are you getting on with the new podcast, Lisa?
It's fun. Yeah. I feel like a little celebrity, although I haven't really figured out my hand gestures yet.
No, I haven't quite figured out how to say goodbye yet on each episode.
See you next time. I'm not sure I like the hand wave, actually. Maybe. See you later, alligator. Please, can I say that? That would be really fun.
But for listeners who haven't actually come across an episode yet, what is it about?
So each week we are taking a different marketing challenge and we are piecing together feedback from the Awin Win part.
Oh. That other one.
And it's not the Awin Win.
It's
just
Awin.
I know. Yeah. I have to stop doing that. So each week we are looking at a real world marketing challenge and we are talking about how Awin's technology and different types of brand partnerships can help them solve it. And we're using pieces from Awin Win marketing podcasts to piece together different case studies and scenarios that help them solve that challenge.
Anyways, we're here today to welcome you to a special mini-series coming to you almost live from Chicago.
Over the course of this week, we will be covering the Awin Think Tank Conference as it happens.
That's right. In each episode, we'll be highlighting key lessons from our guest speakers and panels, as well as speaking to attendees on the conference floor.
Before we look back on last year's Think Tank, some quick housekeeping. For those of you listening right as this episode comes out, today is day one of the conference.
If you have any thoughts, insights, predictions, real hot takes off the back of today's sessions, we want to hear from you. So throughout today and tomorrow, one of our producers will be running around with a roving mic, so just flag them down if you want to contribute. Don't be shy.
Over the next 2 days, Mike Cesario, CEO and founder of the drinks brand Liquid Death, will be giving our opening day guest keynote, talking about the power of brand in today's culture and how to stand out amongst your competitors.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that particular session.
Me too.
We've also got Martech Records' Mike McNerney hosting a special Rad or Fad panel session, where he and his panelists will be assessing the latest industry trends, giving their takes on which they think are likely to take off.
And if that's not enough, Lily Ray is returning to Think Tank on day two with her latest analysis of how AI is upending the search space and its implications for affiliate marketers. She's also agreed to take part in a special panel straight after with some key industry figures to explore those insights further.
And then last but not least, we've also got the Tech Partner Battle Royale, which I'm looking forward to. We've got a custom-made championship wrestling belt that we're going to give to the winner for that.
So I'm excited to see that.
Yeah, who walks away with that particular accolade.
Now let's take a moment to look back at last year's Think Tank Global. Our fantastic guest speakers were Scott Galloway, Lily Ray, Karen Nelsonfield, and Rory Sutherland.
We actually recorded in-studio interviews with all of last year's keynote speakers. So if you're interested in learning more, we'll have a link to those episodes in the show notes. Now, Lisa, you were at Think Tank Global, obviously.
I was.
What was your highlight from the event?
Well, it was our 25th anniversary at Awin, and I thought it was a really great opportunity to bring all of our biggest clients and partners and staff together in a really beautiful location. We were very lucky that we had exceptional weather. Mm. So I would say my highlight was having 600 of our best clients and partners in one space to celebrate our anniversary.
Definitely, definitely.
So Rob, I'm going to ask you, did a lot of podcast interviews, as you mentioned. What was your favorite? What was your highlight there?
I'll have to take your word on the fact that the weather was so nice because I was in a podcast studio for most of it. But I'd say my personal highlight was probably, it's a toss up, but chatting to Rory Sutherland for so long was great. His keynote was a real highlight for a lot of people at the conference.
Yeah,
and then
feedback.
To get the chance to actually speak to him one-to-one in the studio afterwards was fantastic. And just learned a lot from him. Didn't realize that he was massively into Shark Ninja's air fryers. That was a revelation.
Interesting.
In the interviews.
I'm delighted to see Shark Ninja here. And I do feel deep down that they owe me at least a free air fryer. Because what is weirdly true, you can go and research this on YouTube. I was basically the world's first air fryer advocate.
Yeah, that was a highlight. And I hope we'll get some equally good interviews this year.
Absolutely. Can't wait.
Over the week, we asked attendees what they took away from each keynote as well.
I was really blown away by the Scott Galloway talk. I knew that AI was going to be important in our workflow and how it's basically taking things to the next level and just reinforce the idea that that needs to be incorporated in businesses for them to survive.
AI, in terms of the leverage that it's going to see across everyone's workflows, Scott Galloway's talk just this morning, part of Adam Ross's keynote, creating more jobs as opposed to, as well as losing some, but just really the evolution of how people are starting to use AI.
AI.
The impact of AI on SEO.
AI.
So inevitably, Lisa, I think AI is going to be the hot topic again, as it was back in Think Tank 2025.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we know there's a lot of sessions on the agenda between our product team, some guest speakers, but it's not going to be the only topic, is it?
Absolutely not. No, like you say, we've got some really interesting speakers on the topic of AI, how it's affecting both the industry as well as the AWIN platform and how it's being embedded to improve customer experiences there and make affiliate marketing much, much easier. However, you know, we're touching on influencer marketing, we're touching on brand partnerships and retail media. We're looking at the different types of experience that our different customers see within the channel.
Yeah, I'm really excited for those sessions especially. Thanks for listening to this episode of our Think Tank mini-series.
If you haven't already, be sure to subscribe to make sure you never miss an episode. We're currently in the midst of season 3 of a win-win marketing podcast.
And don't forget the inaugural season of our brand new series, The Performance Marketer's Toolkit.
I'll see you back here tomorrow for a recap of the day's activities. Have fun, and we look forward to seeing you at tonight's gala dinner.
Bye.
You can now do your awkward goodbye.
See ya. They can't see my hand on this. It's audio only.